One byproduct of the down markets lately, oil prices have been going down rather sharply. Fred Rozelle is Director of Retail Pricing and Business Development at the Oil Price Information Service in Wall, New Jersey. Fred, explain for us why oil prices have been dropping as the markets have been falling.
Well, the oil markets have been really tied to the financial markets, with a lot of financial money and hedge fund money going into oil as a speculative play.
So have oil prices been inflated by speculators? Is this really just a correction?
I don't know if it's all the speculators' fault, but what we're looking at is there's a lot of money at play, and the stocks have been mixed, and people were looking for returns. Commodities have been a big portion of a lot of people's portfolios these days, so you've seen a run-up in commodities prices. Oil has been a favorite among analysts and financial players as a place to park money, thinking it's a safe haven. With the downturn in the economy and the fact that we're not seeing as bright of a future as we were a couple weeks ago or even a couple months ago, it looks like people are starting to pull out, thinking there's not going to be as much demand as they had anticipated, and that's really what's driving the market down.
Are gasoline futures tied directly to the oil prices? Have you seen gas futures going down?
They are going down, and more importantly, physical markets are down about 35 cents since last week.
Well, I think the question everyone wants to know, how low might pump prices go, especially in some of the lower-priced areas like, say, New Jersey?
Well, you know, I think what we have to be careful of is saying just because they're down right now that they're going to stay down. The markets have been moving on a lot of different information. So when bullish news happens, you see it go up, and when bearish news happens, it's going down. All things being equal, I think you'll see prices drop between 20 and 30 and maybe even up to 40 cents a gallon in the next 30 days or so.
Possibility of any $3 gas or maybe not quite that far?
I don't know if we'll get down that low, but some of the cheaper places may flirt with that number.
Early August, just about the halfway point of summer, what do you see prices doing as we move through the summer and head toward fall?
Well, based on what we're seeing now in the wholesale markets, I think you'll see prices continue to drop. The only caveat to that is if you see some hurricane storms brewing and they start heading towards the refining sector, that could drive some prices much higher. But with that out of the way, I think you'll see prices continuing to fall for the remainder of the summer.
Fred Rozelle at the Oil Price Information Service, Wall Township. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.